بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected students and our listeners, we once again welcome you to another episode of this program, Arabic for All. In this program, we are normally every week trying to learn some of the vocabs of the Noble Quran and learning the important dialogues which will be needed, inshallah, if a person is communicating with Arabs or going to Arab country or going for Hajj or Umrah. You know, the season of Hajj is, we are currently in the season of Hajj, and people might need to learn also some of the important vocabs and sentences that will be needed if you go there and communicate with people. All this in the program, inshallah, we are learning the Arabic language, and we're learning the simple way. We're learning directly from the Noble Quran, in addition to learning the most common phrases of the Arabic language. All this comes in the program. Don't forget to have a notebook, record and write down whatever we say from vocabs and words, and important expressions, a grammatic basis which we are studying as well. All this in the program, inshallah, and when you are following up with us and practicing the Arabic language, you will be able to communicate and you will be able to learn a lot with us, inshallah. We have many students, alhamdulillah, who already passed that beginner class. Now, alhamdulillah, they are speaking Arabic, they can understand many of the vocabs and vocabularies of the Arabic language, many of the words and sentences. And you will see now, inshallah, as we have the general revision about the program, general revision every second week, inshallah. So we'll open the lines from the beginning of the program right until the end, inshallah, where we're going to be speaking with our students. If you're not amongst the students, you can just register by giving your telephone number and your name to our engineer. You can still stay anonymous, no problems. But just for registration purposes, give your name and your name and your number to our engineer, and he'll give you a student number, inshallah, starting from 265. The lines are open. Our engineer for today, Brother Ziyad, will be taking your calls, 011-854-1548. We will be taking your calls from the beginning of the program, so we're waiting for all the students, inshallah, to take part in that questions and answers which we prepared for you, in these general conversations which we prepared for you as well, learning the Noble Quran, the vocabs of the Noble Quran, learning the sentences, the important sentences, the phrases, and learning the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very important to focus on that and to make intention, inshallah, that you are learning the Arabic language so that you can understand better the Quran, understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand the sunnah, and this will, inshallah, enable us to move further and develop the khushu' in our salawat and develop the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, we're waiting for our students to call us on 011-854-1548. Let's take the first one. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Man anti?
مئتين وستة عشر.
حسنا. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم، لكن قبل ذلك أريدك أن تخبريني كم درجة لديك؟
196.
In English first.
132.
Mm-hmm. So say it in Arabic. Try to say it in Arabic. 100.
132. Okay.
Wonderful. Okay. So now the first question. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. What is the meaning of قَرْيَة?
قَرْيَة is this village, this area.
هَذِهِ means this. القَرْيَة means village, okay? So هَذِهِ means this. هَذِهِ means this and قَرْيَة means village. The next one. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What is the meaning of the word سَنَزِيدُ? نَزِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What's the meaning of سَنَزِيدُ? Or just نَزِيدُ, the verb نَزِيدُ, يَزِيدُ.
They will become.
No. يَزِيد, نَزِيد, زِيَادَ.
Increase.
increase, yes. Yazid means to increase, Nazid also means to increase, while Sanazid means Sanazid.
It will be increased.
Yes, we will increase. We will increase. Okay, wonderful. It's in the future tense. Sanazidu means we will increase. Okay, the next one. The third word. فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ What do you mean of asaka? Asa.
His stick.
His stick, yes. Al-hajar?
Hajar is the stone.
The stone. Al-hajar, the stone. Wonderful. Ha, ja, jim, ra. That's hajar, which means a stone. Okay, you get 2 points here for this question. Let's move on to the next question. And that's the first one is the general conversations words and sentences. What is the meaning of this? حظاً سعيداً حظاً سعيداً حظاً سعيداً It's an expression we say it. حظاً سعيداً
I don't know. سعيداً means happy.
Yes, and حظاً حظاً سعيداً Good luck.
Good luck.
Okay, I hope you remember it. حظاً سعيداً means good luck.
Good luck, okay, now.
Okay, let's move on. The next one. The next one for you is in the general year. What is the meaning of the word? If you want to tell someone, I swear to you. I swear to you, I take an oath. I swear to you, or I take an oath.
No, it's not coming.
You're not coming this one. Okay, it means أقسم لك.
أقسم لك.
أقسم لك means I take an oath. أقسم لك.
Okay.
Okay, don't forget these ones. It's very important ones. Okay, let's now move on to the grammars. In the grammar question, I want to ask you about the singular of the word suyuf. The singular of suyuf. Suyuf is a plural. I want the singular. Mufrad suyuf.
So,
it's something that we use for fighting. In the past, they used to use it. Suyuf means swords. Suyuf means swords. So saif, yes, saif. Sayyidina Khalid kana saifullah. Saif, saif means sword. So suyuf, saif. Excellent. You get the 1 point here. So you go with 3 points today. Student number 216. Now altogether is 135 points.
Why 3 points?
Because you got 2 points for the words. Sorry, for the Quran. And 1 point only for the grammar. So it's 3 points, okay?
Naam, shukran.
Hi, jazakumullah khair.
Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Man anti?
Khamsin.
Khamsin. Kam darajatun ladayki?
I think it's 191 or 192, I'm not sure. But
Bil-Arabiya, kam daraja ladayki?
191.
191, hadha sahih, hadha sahih, naam.
Okay.
الآن السؤال الأول, ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين, ما معنى مفسدين?
Mufsidin is spreading corruption.
People are spreading corruption, that's excellent.
Yeah.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ لَنْ نَصْبِرَ What is the meaning of لَنْ نَصْبِرَ?
نَصْبِر is صبر, is patient. So
yes, wonderful. لَنْ
نَصْبِرَ I think we won't be patient.
Yes, we won't be patient for just one type of food. Wonderful. The next question. فَدْعُ لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها What is the meaning of بصلها?
بصلها is an onion.
Onion, wonderful. Onion is a بصل. That's correct.
Lucky you didn't ask me the others.
Okay, so you don't know the other ones. Okay, you get the 2 points here. Let's move on to the general conversations questions. Okay. I want you, you're going to Mecca, so you want to ask now, when will the journey begin? I want you to ask this in Arabic. When will the journey begin, or when will the plane starts?
Oh.
Starts with when? When? In English, what do you going to say? When will the journey begin? When?
When will the
journey begin? I'm helping you. Take one word by one word. When is?
When is...
yes.
Mata, I think.
Mata. When will the journey begin? You will start with the verb here. Begins. Starting.
What's I know the rihla is the journey.
Yes. Mata. This is just the verb that you need to know. Just the verb, begins, or to start. You know what is the meaning of the beginning or the starting? And nihaya means the end. The opposite is al-bidaya. So what is the verb here? I help you a lot.
Bada, something.
Now try to make the whole sentence, and I will overlook any mistake
bada,
in the...
Bada.
No, it starts from mata.
Mata. Bada something rihla. Bada
mata, and then mata. Will begin. Will is what in Arabic?
Sa.
Mata sa?
Sa. Sabda, oh, I don't know.
Satabda? Yes.
Rihla?
Yes. Mata satabda or rihla? Mata satabda or rihla? I consider it correct for you. The next one, still another expression okay. You want to say.
Okay.
Certainly.
Oh, certainly, I think I know that.
Very important one. Certainly, we say it a lot in English.
Akid, I think.
Akid, or bit-ta-akid, wonderful, bit-ta-akid, excellent, yeah. Mashallah. Bit-ta-akid or akid, which means certainly. You get your 2 points for this question as well, so altogether is 4 points. I asked you already the Quran question, am I right?
Yeah, you did.
Now, the grammars. Let's see the grammars.
Okay.
I want you to choose from the sentences the correct preposition. Okay?
Okay.
المسلمون يؤمنون ب أو إلى أو على القرآن.
B.
بالقرآن. يؤمنون بالقرآن. Wonderful. You get the point here. Subhanallah. It's 5 points altogether for you, student number 50. So now it's 196.
Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum, mashallah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Kum salam wa rahmatullah.
Man anti?
260.
Kam darajatul ladayki?
78
daraja. Hasanan. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم فقلنا اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم لكم the meaning لكم فإن لكم
لكم for you
for you wonderful وباء بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. What is the meaning of the word عصوا?
They disobeyed.
The verb disobeyed. Okay. ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. حسنا. السؤال. We still in the Quran. And the question from the next verse. فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. What's the meaning of the word أجرهم?
Their reward.
Okay. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم. What's the meaning of the word ميثاقكم?
Their covenant.
Your covenant. ميثاقكم. Your covenant. Okay. Wonderful. MashaAllah. So here is 2 points. Let's move on to the general conversations.
I didn't learn about the invitation.
Okay. I won't give you that. I'll give you the other previous ones. I want you to say in English, in Arabic, sorry, do you know English?
هل تعرف الإنجليزية؟
ما شاء الله, wonderful. هل تعرف الإنجليزية? Yes, that's correct. The next one. I can help you.
I can help you. Ana Saiduka.
Ana
Saiduki.
Sa
Saiduki.
Sa'u.
Sa'u.
Sa'usa.
Sa'usa.
Yes, yes, go. Sa'usa.
Sa'usa.
Aiduka.
Aiduka.
But yeah, I'm asking actually about I can help you. I can. Ana, I can is what? I can.
I can.
I can. Very important verb this one. I can, I can't. We use it in English a lot, so that means it will be in Arabic also very important. I can. Do you know what's I can?
No.
Ana astatiya.
Ana astatiya.
I can't, ana la astatiya. I can, ana astatiya.
Okay.
Now, I hope you wrote it down. أستطيع ألف سين تاء طاء يا عين. أنا أستطيع means I can. Now, I want to say, I can help you. أنا Yes.
أنا أستطيع.
Yes, go. Go ahead.
أستطيعك.
لا, you just said أنا أستطيع. That's correct. أساعدك أنا أستطيع أن أساعدك أنا أستطيع أن أساعدك أن is
أن is to or
yes so
أنا
أستطيع أن أساعدك this is how the word should be أنا I can help you أنا أستطيع أن أساعدك one last one كن حذر what is the meaning of that كن حذر
كن حذر is
be
can you help me
no no
please can you help me
no no
yeah.
Kun hadir. I hope you took it with us. Did you?
No.
You didn't take this one.
No.
Kun hadir means be careful.
Be careful.
Write it down. Kun hadir. Kaf noon. That's one word. Hadir ha dal ra. Kun hadir means be careful. You will find it a lot, and sometimes you find it on slogans somewhere. You tell you kun hadir. Be careful. Okay. So you'll get the 2 points here. Let's move on to the grammars. Also. In the grammars, I want you to translate this adjective and noun. Adjective and noun, okay? Tilmidhun jamilun.
Tilmidhun jamilun. Beautiful student.
Wonderful. Handsome student or beautiful student. Okay. That's correct. You get the point here. So altogether is 5 points for you. Student number? 260. 260. You've got now... 84 points, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the last call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
176.
176. Kam darajatu ladayki?
176.
You are student number? 175. And you got 176. Wonderful. Okay, the first question for you, Quran question. وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ I want the word لَعَلَّكُمْ. What does it mean of لَعَلَّكُمْ?
So that you may.
So that, yes, that is لَعَلَّكُمْ. So that you may, or perhaps you may. Okay. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ What does it mean of this word خَاسِرِين?
The losers.
And the singular of losers?
خاسر.
خاسر. Wonderful. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً What do you mean of قِرَدَةً?
قِرَدَةً is apes.
Apes, so monkeys. That's wonderful.
Monkeys.
Okay. And the singular is?
قِرد.
قِرد. Yes, that's it. قِرد. Okay. فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين. What's the meaning of موعظة?
Admonition.
Excellent, excellent. 2 points for this question. Let's move on to the next question, and that's the general words, conversations. I want to say to tell you to tell me the meaning of the word معاذ الله.
معاذ الله. With Allah, I think.
Sorry?
Ma'ad
Allah. Something wrong happens. It's Ma'ad Allah.
With the will of Allah.
No. The will of Allah is Inshallah. Ma'ad Allah is also very common, like how you say Inshallah. There's also Ma'ad Allah. It's taking from the word A'udhu Billah. A'udhu Billah. Ma'ad Allah.
Like I seek refuge in Allah?
Yes, ma'ad Allah means may Allah forbid, or I seek refuge in Allah, I seek protection in Allah.
Jee.
I'll consider it correct for you, okay?
Jee, shukran.
The next one. La alayka. I hope you get this one correct. La alayka. You studied all these words. La alayka.
La alayk. Alayk with, isn't... I don't know.
It's an expression. La alayka means never mind. Never mind.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, that's la alayka. Never mind. Hope you write it down. La alayka. Never mind. La alayka. Okay. Okay, you get 1 point per year for this question. Let's take now the grammar question.
Okay.
In the grammar question, negate the following sentence. Samira taktubu ala al-computer. Negate. Samira taktubu ala al-computer.
Sheikh, let me just write it down.
Samira.
Samira.
Taktubu.
Taktubu.
Ala.
Ala.
Al-computer.
Samira lan taktubu ala al-computer.
Excellent. Samira lan taktub ala al-computer.
Okay.
And you get 1 point here as well. So it's 4 points for you, student number. 175. You got now 180 points.
Right?
Jazakallah khairan for that.
Assalamu
alaikum. Alaykum assalam. Wonderful. MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all our students. And we hope that we benefited you today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. From my engineer Ziyad, from Isam Ahjad. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.